Diary, December 1898. December 18th to 31st, 1898, Sunnyside, Currumbong. Was up early, 2:30. Worked all day to get off mail for America. Mail day is a serious drain on my strength. Brother and sister Tenny, wife and daughter, have just come from America. W.C. White and I went to meet them at Dora Creek. We were very glad to see them again. They took dinner at our house and we lodged them, glad of the privilege. They visited the school. Slept till 2 o'clock and then attempted to do some writing, but tired nature refused to be aroused. I had written some and then could go no farther. Was able to sleep a little, for which I am thankful. Sarah went to Newcastle on evening train. Sister Peck accompanied her. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I slept until 2:30 a.m. and then dressed. I asked the Lord to bless and strengthen me, and then, believing He would do this, attempted to write a letter to Elder Hawkins, but could not write much. This day, now nearly past, was a trying day for me. I could not feel rested. Sarah went to Newcastle Tuesday evening, returned Wednesday evening. Brother Pallard has just come from Zumborough. He is poorly in health and was going to the health home. He much wanted to remain at the Newcastle camp meeting. We hope he will remain and advised him to do so. He decided to stay. Sunnyside, Currumbong. This morning I awoke at 3:15 a.m. I wrote 8 pages of letter paper to Elder Haskell at Brisbane. W.C. White came to the door and stated that May White was broken out with measles and would not be able to go to Newcastle. Mabel and the children will go. Sister Lucas and Mabel will take care of them. Sarah and our party will mother the children until May gets about again. There is general confusion and breakup for such a family to go to camp meeting for 2 weeks. Campground, Newcastle, New South Wales. It is Christmas Day. This morning the sky is cloudy and it appears like rain. It rained powerfully yesterday afternoon. We had a very good congregation, considering the weather. Showers of rain fell on Friday, and on the Sabbath there were wind and heavy rain all the afternoon. 5:00 p.m. There was some fear this morning that the wind and rain would continue, but about 10:00 the sun shone forth in the heavens. The clouds disappeared largely, and then there would be again a clouded sky and high winds. Our family tent is just about spoiled. The large tent has to be looked after sharply. Brother Robinson spoke in the morning at 11:00 meeting to a very good congregation. At 3 p.m. I spoke to a tent full and crowded, and large numbers were on the outside. All in the tent could hear me well. I spoke 1 hour upon John 13. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking to the crowd. There was not any misbehavior, but a few of the young people walked out to look around the grounds. But there was as respectful an audience of intelligent, nice-looking people as I have ever addressed. God alone can make the impression and give the increase. He alone can water the seed that has been sown. I pray to the Lord that the labor put forth may not be in vain. Many seem to feel deeply. We feel to thank and praise God that this large number could have a chance to hear the truth for themselves. Dr. Caro is now speaking at 5:00 p.m. upon the health question. Elder Daniels speaks this evening upon the Eastern question. May the Lord give His Holy Spirit to inspire the hearts to make the truth plain. Campground, Newcastle, New South Wales. Monday morning I rose at 3:00 a.m. I asked the Lord for His Holy Spirit to work upon the hearts of His ministers today and give them the message which the people need. The object of our Lord's teaching was of a nature entirely practical, and this is the kind of teaching which the churches will need in this period of time. I had a severe experience last evening. I was conversing with Elder Daniels and W.C. White, and as they were just leaving, a very severe, excruciating pain came to my jaw. I thought that it was dislocated. I worked at the jawbone until I heard a little click, and then I rubbed the parts vigorously and continuously until there was a little relief. Sarah prepared a hot water bag and a flannel wet with alcohol, and thus I was enabled to sleep. I had ridden out that afternoon and suppose the draft of air must have caused this pain. I never had this kind of an experience before. I rested quite well through the night, was up and wrote 10 pages this morning to Elder Haskell. I understand that there was an excellent morning meeting. I was quite weak, dared not venture into the tent after the experience of last night. It was a very black early morning, but the black clouds have dispersed and the sun is shining. Have just returned from a ride. The subject matter yesterday was of great interest, and reading and remarking upon this intensely interesting. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. I am quite weak this morning. I fear it will be too much for me to attempt to speak to the crowd. May the Lord strengthen me, is my prayer. I do not want to lose faith. The Lord will help me. I believe He will. I cast my helpless soul upon Thee, O God. Help me to speak to Thy name's glory. Thou canst give me the victory. I thank the Lord. I walked, Willie helping me, to the tent, and I did speak to the people a few words in the early morning meeting. I knew I was weak, but I found myself weaker than I had thought. I spoke in my weakness about 15 minutes. I sought to impress upon the minds of our people that if we expected the Lord to work in our behalf on this campground, we must clear our hearts from the rubbish that we had permitted to accumulate through lack of watchfulness and prayer. Satan tries in every way possible to intrude himself to find a place where he can work on human mind and character, and he finds very much that suits his satanic majesty when we will let him govern our words and control our tongues, that the spirit of perverseness and the stubbornness of self-will takes possession of the whole man, soul, body, and spirit. Let us seek the Lord most earnestly and give no encouragement to Satan to abide with us. He has found a comfortable abiding place in many hearts. Let us clear the rubbish away from the heart and let Jesus in. Invite Him, saying, "Abide with me." The heavenly angels will minister unto all who will consent to let the leaven of truth come into the heart. Think of this promise. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15, verse 10. What a condescension, encouraging us with his own experience.